today's gospel really is embodied in the saint that we celebrate today, Saint Maximilian Kolbe. He was a Franciscan priest who ministered in Poland during World War II. And he was not only fervent in his ministry as a priest, but he was very involved in the Catholic press in terms of publishing, getting word out to people. You might say he was really an early 20th century evangelizer. And because of what he said, and because he was a witness to the truth, he ended up receiving the ire of the Nazi regime. And he ended up being sent to Auschwitz. And in his particular barrack, he obviously, over a period of time, became very close to his fellow cellmates. And each day there would be that roll call, and individuals would disappear. And on this particular day, actually in 1941, it happened in the morning. And one of his cellmates, who was a husband and head of family, obviously was chosen that day. And Maximilian, knowing his family responsibilities, stepped forward and asked that he be spared, this young man, and he took his place and met his death on this day. And we can't help but hear again the words of John in his life. "This is my commandment, love one another. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." That kind of self-sacrificing love is the hallmark of following Christ, Christianity. And what strikes me, and I think this is something that not only is alluded to in the readings, but in the midst of that world of violence, of repression, of evil, there was a great light, and Maximilian is only one of a number of the official people we know about, that in the midst of darkness, there could be such wonderful lights like Maximilian. In the midst of darkness and violence, there can be individuals of peace, and above all, the presence of God. Nothing is too dark, nothing is too hopeless for the love of God that comes to us in Jesus Christ. And so today, as we honor him, and we honor in a way all those who have lost their lives at that terrible moment of history, for all of us to always be conscious, even in our own personal life, that so many times when it seems dark, or as the psalmist says, in the valley of darkness, when we walk there, we always need to be aware. And time again, we've seen that. Great acts of love, of self-sacrifice, and of reconciliation. Even in this time, unusual time, there are moments of grace, there are moments of celebration, there are moments of grace, even in the midst of darkness, sickness, and anxiety. And in a very real way, Weston, your first communion today is one of those rays of light for all of us, because this is a very special moment, regardless of how we celebrate it, when God comes into your life and touches your life, really not only today, but forever. May you know of Jesus' love for you, and I'm sure self-sacrifice shown to us today in Matthew.